Welcome to San Francisco Giants bonus coverage, interviews with players from AT&T Park in San Francisco. Today, before the Giants-Dodgers game, I had a chance to sit down with Justin Maxwell of the Giants. Justin, can you talk about the overall experience of playing with the Giants your first year with this club and, you know, maybe compare it to other places that you've been?
Well, this is probably the most fun I've had playing in the big leagues. You know, every night we play here at AT&T, we got a packed house. You know, the fans are into the game. They're knowledgeable about the game. And, you know, as long as you got that Giants uniform on, they have your back. So it's a pretty special place, and I'm happy I've been able to play here. It's been great.
Did it take a little while to get used to your teammates, kind of find out where you fit in on the ball club as well?
Oh, no, not really. I mean, that's what spring training is for. You know, the guys were very accommodating, made me feel right at home, you know, pretty much as soon as spring training started. And, you know, I got a great bunch of guys here. So, you know, team chemistry is probably one of the main reasons why they've been so successful over the years, and now you can see why.
How about playing right field at AT&T Park? It's not the easiest place in the world. It might be one of the tougher right fields, I guess, in Major League Baseball. What's been your experience with it?
Just the wind. I mean, the wind's, you know, every night it's unpredictable, so you always got to stay on your toes and, you know, anticipate that foul ball going over, you know, the first base dugout to come back and play. So those were some pointers that Blanco gave me, Pagan, and you know, Roberto Kelly, you know, when we came up here. And they've been spot on so far.
What about when you're angling out and to the right in a right center field and it seems like you're going forever and you're not hitting warning track? Is it kind of a feel thing where you really have to know how many strides you have left?
No, you don't even worry about running to the wall when you're going to right center because it's so big out there. So, you know, you just keep your eye on the ball because, you know, the wind, like I said, is pretty unpredictable. And, you know, once you hear the crunch of the warning track on your feet, you know you're getting close. But, you know, fortunately, I didn't have too many.
Now, as far as playing time, you're getting a lot early on. Hunter Pence is back now. We'll see how much playing time you get. So how do you adjust to that if you're not getting the same number of at-bats? Have you gone through that in your career where you have to prepare either way?
Yeah, just stay sharp in the cage. You know, get on the hitting pitching machine. You know, get some simulated fastballs and breaking pitches. And, you know, stay sharp mentally. That's the main thing, I think. If you can keep a strong mind and stay focused, you know, when you get opportunities, you're going to make the most of them.
You bring power to the table, not just to left field, but you hit the ball the other way quite well. Do you adjust that at all at this ballpark or, you know, think, okay, I'm going to hit my share of triples in right center?
Well, for me, I just try to hit the ball hard every at bat. I mean, that's the only thing you can control. I mean, after you make contact, everything's out of your control. So I just take that mindset every at bat, try to hit the ball hard and see what happens.
What do you think was making this team successful to be at 500 while Pence was out? You know, there's been other injuries as well. Kane, Peavy, you know, other players have stepped in.
Well, guys just have worked consistently. I mean, you know, not everybody hit the ball well to start the season, but everyone's kept working, and you see the fruits of their labor now. Everyone's swinging the bat, and, you know, our pitching's been strong as well. I mean, that's the one thing that wins, pitching and defense. And you can see why we've stuck around, stayed close because of those things.
How much can it help a lineup when you go to a place like Cincinnati and you are rewarded? If you hit the ball in the air, it's going to be a home run. And you guys were scoring a lot of runs there.
Yeah, I mean, nobody changed their approach there either. I mean, you just try to hit the ball hard and, you know, we got some balls in the air that they may not have been home runs here at AT&T Park, but, you know, they made the most of the ball to park that we were playing in. But I like how guys didn't change their approach, started doing a bunch of uppercut swings to try to hit home runs. Everyone still kept the same approach and, you know, good things happened for them.
Before I let you go, have you gotten a feel for this Dodgers-Giants rivalry now? The Giants have been doing pretty well here against the Dodgers at home, winning all the games so far.
Yeah, I mean, here the atmosphere has been electric. When we went to L.A., there weren't that many fans, so it wasn't really the same when we played at their place. But here, you know, it's a special place, and having those fans behind, having our back, it's been pretty special.
All right, Justin, hey, thanks a lot for the time. Good luck.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
That's Giants outfielder Justin Maxwell. Join us again for more San Francisco Giants bonus coverage from AT&T Park in San Francisco. Thanks for listening.